Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. Father God, we are so grateful that we can come for another day, Father God, to embrace your love and your mercies that have embraced us. Father God, we thank you for your compassions that fail not. Father, we thank you for the love of God. Amen. Was constantly, Father God, attached to us. Your eyes are always upon us. Even as we lay down last night, Father God, to sleep and to slumber, Father God, you was with us. And Father God, we rise and we shine this morning, Father God, in your authority and by your permission. Father God, we rise and we shine this morning, Father God, by faith, hallelujah, in your name, hallelujah. And we say thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the person of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our chief intercessor and the propitiator for all of our sins. Father God, we come to embrace you on this morning to say thank you for being our Father. We want to say thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Father God, and his wonderful, wonderful purposes in and through our lives. Father God, we bless you on today. Father, we thank you for an open heaven. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. We thank you for your eternal word. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you that we live under an open heaven, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for directing us, Father God, and helping us not to fall, helping us not to be overtaken by the enemy, by exercising, Father God, the powers that already be in us. For Father God, you said, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, and greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you for, Father God, we realize that it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be, God, that even, Father God, whatever we're in the middle of, whatever we're going through right now, Father God, we want to say thank you because we know that you are with us, Father God, and it could have been so much worse, Father God. But you have sustaining us, Father God, that even though we're in the fire, Father God, you're in the fire with us. But even though the waters are there, Father, we're not overtaken by the waters. But when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your word lifts up a standard against him, Father God. And for this, we are very, very, very grateful unto you. Father God, you're great and you're mighty and you're great, Father God. And we have so much peace and assurance to know that we have nothing to fear because you are on our side. So, Father God, we are not afraid for the arrows by day, the terrors by night. Father God, you told us that in the last days these things will abound and iniquity shall abound. Father God, everything that is going on around us has already been prophesied in your word. So we are not afraid, Father God, because your word also comforts us to let us know that we won't, Father God, be affected by it, Father God. Because we are covered. We're covered in the midst of darkness, Father. We're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. In the midst of a pandemic, we're covered. In the midst, Father God, hallelujah, of a depression, Father God, you're with us. In the midst of lack, you're with us. In the midst of whatever is going on, it don't make a difference because Jesus is there. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you. But we have realized and we're still realizing that Jesus is enough. And we just want to say thank you that you loved us so much that you gave us Jesus. And Jesus loved us so much that he gave us his life. So, Father God, the least we can do now is give you ours. So, Father God, you tell us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Proving the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. Thank you, Lord. Bless our services on today. Father, where you and you alone will be glorified, your people will be edified as your word goes out across the globe. We thank you for technology that we can sit in the comfort of our homes and carry the gospel around the globe, Father God, via the internet. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for all the people that you have used in this modern day technology. Father, yes, it has good sides, it has bad sides, but we're using it for the good. We're using it for good, Father, because we're glorifying the one who is good, and that's nobody but you. So we say thank you, and we say thank you over and over and over again. So we embrace this day. We thank you for it. Now we give the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we bless you, and we magnify you, and we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome, 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 welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all of these other things are added unto us. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. So they say. So they say, but with all the bloodshed that's going on around us, they may have to change that slogan. They may have to change that slogan. Well, I don't know where they got that brotherly love and sisterly affection from, but I know, glory be to God, with all the killings that have taken place, and we're not even halfway through the year, glory be to God, what the numbers somewhere up, like the 300-400 people have been murdered, most of them our young ones. I don't know. We may have to change that slogan. Somebody going to have to come up with something else. Amen. Glory be to God. Or, amen, something has to change. One politician said bad things happen in Philadelphia. Well, people was criticizing him for that, but I don't know. When we take a real deep look, he might have been on the money. He might have been on the money, say, when he said bad things happen in Philadelphia. But, amen, God is here. Amen. And we're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. So we're believing God for a change. Somebody going to change. Hallelujah. Something going to change. If the environment don't change, the people in the environment going to change. Amen. Because God don't never change. Amen. Bless the Lord. If this is your first time with us here, we want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. To the extent you just keep on, keep on, keep on coming on back. Amen. We are here every morning. That God give us life. That God give us life. Amen. We are here serving. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So we are here 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour. Then we're back 12 o'clock on Sundays. Amen. To God be praised. Bible study on last night, every Wednesday night. Amen. I'm telling you, our Bible study is getting better and better and better. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, you say, why is it getting better? Well, one thing for sure is not because God is getting better, because God always been good. Amen. That just means, amen, that we are getting better and following him. Amen. That's all that means. Amen. We are getting better. And so we want to God, because that is, amen, the will of God. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Concerning us. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. I was talking to a pastor. I was talking to a pastor. I hadn't spoken to him in a couple of years before my surgery, and we was catching up, talking about some stuff. And he said, well, what's going on with you nowadays, Pastor? And I said, you know, nothing much, you know. And so then he went on. He thought I wasn't doing anything. And so he said, well, hey, you need to come over here with me, and I got a position for you, and we could take, you know, the TV ministry here, there, and I could use you because you got the experience, et cetera. And he went on talking. And then he got finished, glory be to God. And then I, you know, we just continued to talk, and I didn't say nothing. Then I started telling him about our 6 a.m. ministry and our altar prayer and our Bible study. And he said, wait a minute. He said, you just told me you wasn't doing nothing. I didn't think you was doing nothing. I said, let me tell you something, Pastor. I said, I don't even think about it. When you asked me what was going on with me, I said, I don't even think about it. What I do, I don't even consider it work because I don't think about it. I just get up in the mornings and I serve. I don't come back on Wednesday nights. I serve. When it's time to serve, I serve. I don't look at it as a job. I'm doing the media, TV. I don't look at it as work. See? And then he said, wow. He said, your plate is full. I said, yeah, I guess my plate is full. Amen. But I don't look at it. Oh, I got no. I said, this is my reasonable service. So that's why when you asked me what I was doing, I said, well, nothing out of the ordinary is what I should have said. You know, I just finished one book. Amen. You guys, amen, to be available to you in a minute. Amen. And some other things, but I don't look at it as work. Amen. I said, I just do it and I'll think about it. Amen. Remember, saints, when some of you used to punch the clock? Amen. You didn't think about it. You just got up, and some of you still punching the clock. You just got up, you got dressed, you went to work. You know, you just did what you had to do. Amen. But so this is what we do here in this ministry, and we do it with joy. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We are still talking about the third person in the Godhead. Amen. And the Holy Spirit. Boy, I tell you, if you missed last night's teaching on Bible study, whoa. Boy, that was good. I got to say, I received a couple text messages after the Bible study last night, and God is so good. Let me tell you how good God is when you're focused first. When the Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. And I'm telling you, God gave a good illustration to me last night. We came on last night. We want to thank God for all the visitors that was with us. Amen. Glory be to God. They spoke up, introduced themselves, et cetera. Everybody was blessed by the word. Okay, so we give the word. Amen. We open up for questions and answers. Okay, we try to have a little interaction, and we gave the benediction. After the closing, I received a couple text messages. And not only did I receive a couple text messages, I received an offering. I didn't ask for a dollar. I never ask for a dollar for Bible study. Very rarely do I even ask for support, even though everybody knows you need support. I mean, we have, you know what I mean, on Fridays, amen, we open up, amen. But I didn't ask for $1, and I never do, and someone cashed at the ministry some money after the Bible study last night. That is a prime example of what the Holy Spirit means when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Just do my will. Glory be to God. And he said, and I got you. And we are very, very grateful. We send blessings back. We always bless the offering. We always bless the person that gives. Amen. Glory be to God. But God said, the same way that person gave you that offering, he said, that's how it's coming. That's how it's coming. You ain't got to sell no soap powder. You ain't got to sell no juice, no perfume, and fancy shoes and makeup. Glory be to God. He said, the same way that person gave that, he said, I got somebody that can give $1 million. I got somebody that can give you $10 million. I got somebody that can give you more than what you need. Just keep on lifting me up. Just keep on seeking me. Oh, my heart was so encouraged because the revelation of that opened up to me last night. I said, here we are sharing, doing what we do, pouring our hearts out. Never ask for a dime, but bam, somebody thought enough. The sin, they cash app it. They send the cash app heard the phone go, you know that ring sound you get when you do the cash out? Like I said, ooh, what's this? God is good, saints. That's all I can say. Keep on serving him. Keep on serving him. So we saw last night, glory be to God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll let you know when something's wrong. He'll let you know when something's up with that person. Oh, boy, pay attention. We talked about the red light, the green light, the yellow light. Pay attention. And not only was I a witness, we had other people that came on the phone as a witness. Everybody, look, you're a witness if you testify or not, because God's word is true. Brother Paul said, look, I ain't got no rest in my spirit. The Holy Spirit trying to tell me something. See, and he went and he found out. Glory be to God. Instead of trying to push through it, instead of trying to push through the unrest. Ooh, wait a minute, hold it. Wait, the Holy Ghost just said something to me. Oh, wait a minute, I got to write this down. Excuse me. I got to write this down. Wait a minute, don't push through the unrest, he said. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. Woo, I had to write that down. Let me tell you, it is so difficult when the Holy Spirit speaks to you like that, glory be to God, and then to try to go on. Woo, to try to act like nothing ever happened. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He'll just come right in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. His presence, amen. When he speaks, amen. Hallelujah. He just interrupt your thoughts. He'll just talk the same time you're talking. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, don't push through the unrest. Oh, my God. You know I got to preach that one. Oh, my God. See, that's how I like to preach, too. That's how I like to preach. I like to, you know, let the Holy Spirit download something. Like what he just said to me. Hallelujah. Those are the easiest message to preach because when he gave me the title like that, he'll just follow up with the whole message. He'll just follow up with the whole message. All I have to do now is get a couple scriptures to go with that, and he's going to break it up. Oh, he's going to break it up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our redeemer. Amen, amen, amen. St. John chapter 14, 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 26, and it reads, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He shall teach you all things. Beloved, we just want to talk to you for a couple of minutes this morning as we're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit and want you to know that he is the best teacher in the world. Now, some of us have had some good teachers. I've had some good teachers coming up, beloved. Matter of fact, some of my teachers I remember, and it's been a long time because I've been in elementary school. In elementary school, I still remember about two or three of my teachers, and that's been quite some years ago, over 50. Y'all know how old I am. If you don't, you'll find out later. In college, amen, glory be to God, Bible college, regular college, good teachers, okay? I've had not that many bad teachers. Amen. I just had that one teacher, amen, my accountant teacher, who had the nerve to tell us that he never understood accounting. No, I'm sorry, economics. He never understood economics, but he's standing in the front of the class as a professor. I never forget that. Glory be to God. I think he was the worst of the worstest. But, beloved, amen, there's some good teachers out there, but we want to talk just for a couple minutes this morning about the best teacher in the world. Amen? Glory be to God. Beloved, as Jesus continued teaching the disciples about the various roles of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does have various roles. I mean, you wait until we finish this series, beloved. I'm telling you, it's just like awesome. Awesome. Glory be to God.
Jesus told them, beloved, that the Holy Spirit would also teach them. The Holy Spirit will teach them. So now what we want to do, but let's find out, what did Jesus mean? Now, see, that's why it's good to dissect the word, beloved. Amen. It's good to get yourself a Greek Bible, amen, dictionary, Hebrew, or some people have that concordance in their Bible, or you can Google a lot of stuff, too. If you got the internet, it's got, you know, you can look stuff up. But the Lord is very intentional. Sometimes we just throw around words. Sometimes we try to make new definition the words, you know what I mean? You know, we come up with our ebonics or what that word mean. I don't know, but this is the word I'm using today. God don't do that, okay? When Jesus uses the word, when we see a word, every word is written, amen, by the permission and the authority of God, every word from Genesis to Revelation, beloved. So when Jesus says, amen, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you all things, then I think we need to just stop 1 minute and find out what exactly was he saying. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we look up this word teach in the Bible, it's a word that is used approximately 200 times in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. It is used so often, beloved, in fact, that its meaning is very well established. But to make sure that we hit the target correctly this morning, we're going to take our meaning of that word, amen, and the Greek word, and I'm y'all have to bear with me on the Greek pronunciation, but the Greek word is didasko, amen, D-I-D-A-S-K-O, all right? So now we want to look at the Theological Dictionary of New Testament words, and that's in the NIV, and let's find out as they give their meaning. They give the primary meaning of the word, okay, teach. When we look that word up, beloved, it means to teach, to inform, to instruct, to demonstrate, and to prescribe. And then it continues, beloved. The word is used typically for the relationship between teacher and pupil, instructor and apprentice. What is taught may be not only knowledge and opinions or facts, also artistic and technical skills, all of which are to be systematically and thoroughly acquired by the learner through the activity of the teacher. All right? So, beloved, so in context of our scripture this morning, St. John chapter 14, 26, where Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." This word, beloved, teach, means that the Holy Spirit has taken the role of a teacher. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This thing's getting better and better. The Holy Spirit is now taking the role of a teacher, beloved, just as Jesus was a teacher to the disciples. The Holy Spirit has become our teacher, and we are his pupils. The Holy Spirit is our instructor, and we are the apprentices. Furthermore, beloved, the full extent of the Holy Spirit's teaching is deep, and we can go deeper and deeper and deeper, and guess what? And you never reach the bottom. Oh, my God. Woo! You hear some people preach, especially our Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's just one of many. He's known for saying, can I go deeper? Can I go deeper? And yeah, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the beautiful part is you never hit the bottom, because the deeper you go, the deeper you find out we can go. Oh, my God. and the Holy Ghost will take you there. Father, his teaching is deep and multifaceted, beloved. Not only was he sent to us to impart knowledge and facts, not only was he sent to us, beloved, to teach us the lessons from scripture and theological truths, but he also teaches us how to live our Christian lives with divinely artistic skills. Instructed by the teacher who lives within each of us as believers. Isn't that beautiful? The same teacher. Who's your teacher? The Holy Ghost. Who's your teacher? The Holy Ghost. Well, what's your teacher name? The Holy Ghost. Well, he everybody teacher. Yep, he everybody teacher. One God. Oh, my God. Glory. And, you know, sometimes you have one teacher, they'll teach you, you know, one thing, and another teacher will teach you something else. And this teacher here teaches on evolution. This teacher here teaches on, you know, the divine creation. This teacher here teaches on this. Glory be to God. We got one teacher, one thing for sure, two for certain. He teaching the same thing. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have lessons imparted as we spend time in the Word. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. You had to show up in school. You couldn't play hooky. When we were going to school, some of us are still in school, you had to show up. All right? You had to show up in class as a teacher's teacher. All right? Glory be to God. So we have to show up. Well, how do we show up? We spend time in the Word. How do we show up? We spend time in prayer. Or through any aspect, beloved, of our innumerable life experiences. If we are listening, and we talked about that last night, the Holy Ghost broke that down for us in our Bible study, because it's a difference between hearing and listening. Because listening is indicative of the fact, amen, that after you hear, you're gonna make a move. You're going to be obedient to what you hear. And sometimes that means not making a move, as he broke down for us last night. See? But if we are listening, beloved, now listen to me. Write this down. If we are listening, the Holy Spirit is teaching us constantly. He don't take breaks. He don't go on vacation. No, constantly. He's always with us. Every place you go, it's you and your teacher. Now, if in the natural sense, you know, how would that look? Every time I see her, and she got teacher Paul with, what they doing? He with her in the morning and the noonday and afternoon. And, wait a minute, something funny here, huh? We would question that, and maybe it would be questionable. Amen. But some people have coaches. Some people have mentors, okay? Extensive hours with their coach, with their mentor. Why? Because they're learning something. But guess what? The Holy Spirit is with us 24/7, constantly. Teaching us, all right, you do this, do that, okay. See, some people don't want to take it to that extent. They don't think it requires all that, but it does. As we learned on Monday, if it was good enough for Jesus, it ought to be good enough for us. Everything Jesus did, hand in hand, was with the Holy Ghost. Hand in hand. And he had a very successful earthly ministry. So, beloved, amen, the Holy Spirit is teaching us constantly. Now, so that because that's part of his role. He's the greatest teacher in the world. So what is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to listen. Our responsibility is to obey. Write that down this morning. Our responsibility is to listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't be hard-headed. A hard head make a soft butt. I preached that about a month or two ago, and the Holy Spirit had me title it just like that, because it's the truth. A hard head will make a soft butt. And that's the truth. So it's our responsibility to listen. It's our responsibility to obey and to internalize, beloved, and put into practice the truth that he is teaching us, to put it into practice, to put it into practice, to put it into practice. I was talking to the Holy Ghost about some things. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something why I love teaching, because the word always comes to the preacher first. And I was involved in something, and I skipped a step. Because, and I do have a coach. I have a coach. But what happened here is, I skipped a step because I was relying on the coach for an answer and hadn't really gone into detail with the Holy Ghost. I skipped over the Holy Ghost. I mean, I'm not saying I don't pray and all that, but instead of going to the Holy Ghost for the answer first and having him download that to us, I was going to the coach. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank God for confession, and thank God for forgiveness. And after I got that thing straight with God, glory be to God, and laid that out on the table, I think I shared that with you guys on last week, glory be to God. And so the Holy Ghost came right in and turned everything around. Even this morning, he gave me the next step, which is step number 5. Now, but when the Holy Ghost first gave me the answer, he didn't give me the whole picture. See, the Holy Ghost will give you the first set of instructions. He said, all right, this is what I want you to do. See, and when we implement faith by completing that first step, then he'll give us a second step. Then he'll give us a third step. Right now, I'm at about the fifth step, and this all took place less than a week ago. Well, why didn't God give you the whole thing at one time? There's no need to. Because if you don't complete step 1, glory be to God, he ain't going to give you step 2. See, a lot of us have to go back and complete the last thing God told us to do. Because God's not going to give you the next step till you complete the last step, because what's the purpose? And the Holy Spirit just revealed that so sweet to me this morning. Glory be to God. He said, you're at step 5 now, Alfreda, because every step that I gave you, you completed. See, it had been no need for Moses to have opened his rod at the Red Sea if he hadn't gotten to the waters. See, we can sit back in Egypt talking about what we could have, would have, should have, and going to do. But see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But when Moses implemented his faith and followed the instructions, and then when he got to the waters and the waters was closed, he said, now point your rod. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. And so here, beloved, this is how our success is built. This is how victory is realized. Wow, one step at a time, one instruction at a time. God said, okay, good. I gave you the first set of instructions. You did good. Okay, you get an A on that. Okay, now here's the next set of instructions. God is not going to just overwhelm us and give us 25 sets of instructions all at one time. Now, it might take 25 steps. It might take 25 steps to get you there, but he ain't going to give you all 25 at one time. What's the purpose if you haven't completed step 1? Ah, and let me tell you this: step 1 is always the hardest step. Because it's the one that requires the most faith. But after you step into the water and come out of your comfort zone, you see it ain't that bad after all. Why? Because God is really faithful to his promises. He don't leave you. God don't have to do nothing. He said, I'm the author and the finisher. He said, I complete everything I begin. God ain't going to leave you stranded, baby. He don't play. He don't do that. But if you can get up enough guts to follow, enough faith to do the first thing, God said, okay, let's do the second thing. Oh, I can't wait to share with you guys, amen, what's going on over here in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. But I will. Y'all know how I try to be transparent, and I love to share with you. I just want to tell you, amen, that Jesus is real and the Holy Spirit is real. Glory be to God. So, all right, let me finish this morning. All right. He is our teacher, beloved. He is our teacher. Now, let me say this to people. Let me say this. Let me say this to people. Now, yeah. I do have a Bible degree, so we thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. I do have my doctorate. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I believe in education, and education is good. But let me say this to you. Let me say this to you who maybe haven't gone that far or haven't gone that far yet. And listen to me. There are always people, beloved, who claim that if you have not been to Bible school, you're ignorant. If you haven't been to Bible school, you're untaught. If you haven't been to Bible school, you're unable to be used significantly by God. However, beloved, listen to me. This is simply not the case. N-O-T, not the case. Now, it's true that Bible school, beloved, can be immensely beneficial. It can be a beneficial experience. That's true. And it's good to read every book, beloved, that you can read. God knows someone was watched here, and they saw my library online. Because I used my library as a backdrop on one of the video recordings. They was very impressed with my library. I have hundreds of books. I mean, hundreds. And I have read all of them. Matter of fact, I'm in the process of rereading them. And a good resource. I know what I have. I know what to get my hands on. It's good to read. Readers are leaders. All that's good. We're not downing any of that. Beloved, but hear me. If you never go to a Bible school, or if you never read a teaching book, the Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you, beloved, because he is the one that's ordained by the Father to do just that. Teaching is a fundamental part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I want to show you this scripture here. I'm going to show you the scriptures. Look in your Bible. Write this scripture down. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, and this is how it reads. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. All right. Now, let's go back again, and let's take it one step deeper this morning. But the anointing which you have received of him, talking about who? The Holy Spirit. Talking about the Holy Spirit being your teacher. He abides in you, beloved. Right? This is a permanent, he lives in you permanently to help us ascertain, beloved. The Holy Spirit will help you ascertain if what you are hearing is scriptural or not. And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things. Now, what exactly does that mean? Now, some people take that, they don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to submit to leadership. That's not what they're saying. Glory be to God. But what that is saying, beloved, is that no believer needs anything that's not already found written in the word. You want to see it, that's why it's not crucial that you go to Bible study, go to a Bible college. That's why it's not crucial that you read every book on the market. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, beloved, hallelujah, is everything that you need. The bottom line is this: you really don't need anything else that's not written in the Word. That's the bottom line. That's the truth. That's the foundation. That's the beauty. I preached it on Sunday. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, beloved. Hallelujah. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And this refers to the fact that we are taught by the Holy Spirit regarding the word of God. And it helps us to abide in Christ. Beloved, he is the greatest teacher of all times. He is the greatest teacher. And I have some other scriptures. I'm not going to go there for lack of time. Amen. But I'm going to give them to you and you look them up. Amen. St. John 6 and 45. That speaks about us being taught by God. St. John 6, 45. Hebrews 8, 11. And 1 John 2 and 20. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, as I close on this morning, Jesus told his disciples that when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit will teach them. And today, the Holy Spirit has been sent to teach you. The Holy Spirit has been sent to teach me, and I'm going to tell you the truth. It is a beautiful classroom experience. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. If you are seeking the best teacher in the world, beloved, look no further. Oh, there's definitely some room in his classroom. Matter of fact, if you're a born again believer, you've been drafted, but you have to respond. See, because we can be, rebellious. We can give the teacher the hand. We cannot show up for class. That's why the Bible says don't quench the spirit. Don't grieve the spirit. It don't happen automatically, but we have to partner with him. We have to cooperate with him. But it's nothing better than a student that is obedient. Come on, become the teacher's pet. I used to love it when the teachers would call me up to wash and to erase. I used to love to erase the blackboard. And then after I would erase the blackboard, you know how you would go ahead and wet the rag or the sponge and then wipe the blackboard clean. Oh, I loved to do that when I was in school. Come on, saints, become the teacher's pet. Be obedient. Get into the favor with the teacher. Don't give the teacher a hard time. Sometimes you get those people in classroom, they want to challenge the teacher word for word. They're just making up stuff. They just want to give the teacher a hard time. But what about this? And what about that? And what about this? Don't do that. Don't do that. Lord, you right and I'm wrong. Yes, Lord. Come on, saints. Well, cooperate. He is the greatest teacher in the world. And if you are born again, beloved, if you are born again, now if you're not born again, that's another discussion that's another conversation. But if you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit, the greatest teacher in the history of the world. And where does he live? He live over there on Park Avenue, Broadway. No. Where he live? In Hollywood. No, I heard he live in New York. Somebody said he was in Philly. No. Where does the Holy Spirit live? Inside of you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. Beloved, we so blessed. We so blessed we spoil rotten. Here we have, as believers, amen, as the disciples of Christ, we have the greatest teacher in the whole world living on the inside of you. On the inside of us. Instructing us, teaching us. How you going to lose? How you going to lose when you instruct, when you consult with the instructor? This is why he tells us in Proverbs 3, he says, amen, acknowledge me in all of your ways and lead not to your own understanding. See, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lead not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So now if we are acknowledging the Holy Spirit, teacher, how should I handle this? Teacher, I need your help today. Teacher, show me what to do. Teacher, should I cast my net to the left or to the right? Ah, oh my God. Teacher, should I go today or should I go tomorrow? Teacher, when we are acknowledging him, then we are allowing him to lead us through our peace, through his word. Saints, how are you going to lose? I need somebody to tell me how you're going to lose. The only way you're going to lose is if he lose. Because you're walking together. He's your instructor. Stop right here, baby. Stop right here. All right, wait a minute. I'm finished. I'm going to show you one more scripture. There's one more scripture here. All right. Jot this down in your notebook. Wait a minute. Okay. I got to show you this scripture here in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 30. Chapter 30, verse 21. All right. This here you go. Write this scripture down. Write that down. This is what it reads. Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Now, saints, it don't get no better than that. The God said you will hear the Holy Spirit talking to you. Okay, baby, all right, now stop. Turn right. Ah, glory. Turn left. You see how exact the Lord is? You see how precise the Lord is? When he says that we're the apple of his eyes, turn right. Jesus told the disciples, said, now, wait a minute, you ain't caught no fish because you got the net on the wrong side of the boat. He said, you got the net on the left side of the boat. See, God has a will, God has a time, God has a way. He said, now, what I want you to do is take the net off the left side of the boat and put it on the right. One simple instruction can turn your whole life upside down. One simple, beloved, act of obedience can take you from poverty to prosperity. So take you from the sick bed to total health. From take you from oppression to joy. From take you from the bottom to the top. Take you from the inside to the out. Take you from the outside to the in. One simple instruction of obedience, and then you keep walking in that. I come to tell you that the Holy Spirit is the best teacher in the world, beloved. When are we going to start listening? Stop thinking you know it all. Oh, now I ain't going to bother God about that. I don't know why not. When he gives us permission. Not only does he give us permission, he requires it. He demands it because that's the only way you know, beloved. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's ahead of us. We can't even see what's in front of us right now. But God knows everything. Everything. He said, I'll give you the treasures of darkness. Well, baby, only God knows where the treasure is because it's in the dark. You need God. And he don't miss a beat. So I had to repent myself by, because I skipped a step just for a short season. I was wondering why I was so frustrated. I said, why am I frustrated like this? And this is not me. Why am I here? And the Lord said, because you put more faith in your coach than you are in me. You going to your coach for answers when you should be going to me for answers. Matter of fact, it's at the point now that I don't even know how much longer this coaching thing is even going to be necessary. Huh? Beloved, if you see yourself as his apprentice and begin to cultivate your partnership together, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know and how to live successfully and how to live victoriously for Christ. And that's the truth, and that's the whole truth. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Amen. No man coming to the Father but by me. Father God, we say thank you. God knows we are not out of words, but we're out of time. Lord Jesus, you said that when the Holy Spirit came, that he would teach us all things that we need to know. We are thankful for our pastors. We are thankful for our church. We are thankful for our books. We are thankful for our various teaching materials, but there is nothing that could ever replace the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we admit that we have leaned on our own understanding on too many occasions, but starting today, we sincerely dedicate ourselves as a pupil and as an apprentice to the Spirit of God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. And the word of God, amen, will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that God has sent it out to do, and we bless the Lord. All right, in form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer today. Come on and join us at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Amen. For glory be to God, the prayer warriors will be there. Even if you don't have a prayer request, or if you have a prayer request that you don't want to share, isn't that amazing how we really do have a list of prayer requests, but when it comes time to pray, sometimes we forget. So what I'm in the habit of doing, number one, I do two things. When I find out there's a need, I don't wait to bring it to the prayer altar, by the way. I pray on it immediately. All right. And then I can't bring all of my prayer petitions to the altar because it would be unfair to load somebody down like that. But I let the Holy Spirit lead me, and I'll, you know, choose two or three and bring them to the altar. Amen. But the reason I remember is I have a book, saints. Now, come on. Y'all know we're getting older. We mean well. You know what I mean? You know, it's in the head, and then it moves to the heart. We forget when we place the prayer request. We forget the person. Look, write it in your phone. Most of us have that app that memo app. Put the prayer request on your phone. Put it somewhere. Amen. You told your neighbor you was going to pray, beloved. So pray. Bring it to the altar. Amen. And like I said, just bring about two or three at a time. All right, don't come with a list of 20 prayer petitions at one time. That's unfair to the prayer warriors. That's unfair. And if you were the prayer warrior, you would understand what we're talking about. But bring about two or three at a time, two or three of your prayer petitions. Amen. And let us pray and keep praying. Amen. 12:29. All right. That's God's will, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Praise the Lord. Let us repent. It's going to be right with God. And you see, have to ask God.